After a gut check in New England, the Broncos are looking to bounce back against their arch-rival Raiders. A squad with something to prove, trying to regain its swagger on defense.
Rivers bounces around, and Von Miller's got him!
As Peyton Manning works to get this high-flying offense clicking again.
Peyton, pressure, throws, touchdown Denver!
Fox on Fox kicks off right now.
Welcome into Fox on Fox. Nick Griffith alongside Broncos head coach John Fox. Coach, the road trip continues. This week you got Oakland. Next week you got St. Louis. First up, though, let's backtrack. Quickly try to summarize what exactly happened in New England, your worst loss of the season, a 22-point defeat.
Yeah, we just didn't play well. And, you know, as I explained, you know, all throughout the week, you know, it starts here. And, you know, we got to coach better. I got to coach better. We got to play better. And so, you know, the buck stops here. And, you know, we'll respond.
And talking to some players after the game, especially defensive players, seemed like it really was just a lack of execution. That it wasn't that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick gave you anything different schematically than what you expected.
Well, I mean, I think Tom's probably lost about four games there in 10 years. So it's a tough place to play. It's not an excuse. It's a reality. They go no huddle. It was very fast, and we probably didn't respond and coach it as well as we needed to.
You're 6-2 right now overall. You're in a dogfight with New England for home field advantage in the AFC. Gut check time, I guess, is a way to put it. Let's take a quick listen to Peyton Manning on the subject that talks just about that.
Anytime you're coming off a loss, you know, your job is to study the next opponent and also study what you have to do to get better as a team. And so I think every week is gut check time, in my opinion.
Leads us into this week's opponent, the Oakland Raiders. There's a reason why there's that old cliche, you throw the records out the window when you have two divisional opponents like this going head-to-head.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of people on the outside, fans and whatnot, look at the record. We look at the tape study. They've got good football players throughout their football team, and you know, they're minus 10 in the turnover ratio, which has a lot to do with that, you know, negative record. So, you know, you got to be ready to play every week in this league, and, you know, I think our guys understand that.
Yeah, it seems like it. Both Emmanuel Sanders, Julius Thomas talking about that coming up, not overlooking the still winless Oakland Raiders.
You're facing the best guys in the world, week in, week out. And I know it's going to be a redundant answer all through this locker room, but we can't overlook these guys no matter what.
Those games always come down to who's going to make those couple big plays to kind of put the tide in their favor. And we know it's going to be tough to win out there in Oakland.
It's what you want to hear from your guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's reality. As Emmanuel said, it's the best in the world at what they do. So you got to come to play every week. Our guys understand that. It's a divisional game on the road. Great fans in Oakland, you know, very proud organization. So we know we got our hands full.
Breaking it down a little bit, it is a familiar opponent, but there is some newness here. Tony Sperano, head coach, new quarterback. Derek Carr's playing pretty good. It seems like increasingly playing better and better each and every week.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they're young in some spots, but they got veteran guys over there, Charles Woodson, you know, same draft class as Peyton Manning. So, you know, again, it's a divisional game, and you don't look past divisional games.
Defensively, Peyton Manning talked about having his hands full a little bit with this defense. Surprisingly, I think to some, they ranked ninth overall in yards given up. Khalil Mack's a nice player, really good player at a linebacker position. What do you see defensively that's going to present challenges to your offense?
Well, I think the strength of their team is up front. You know, their D-line, Justin Tuck, you know, has got a couple Super Bowl rings, and, you know, their Anthony Davis and, you know, you mentioned Khalil Mack, who I think is a young and up-and-coming player used a lot like we used, you know, Von Miller. So, you know, I think, you know, that's where it starts. That's a good place to be strong.
And we'll be back with more from Coach John Fox in just a minute. But first up, let's take a look at some of the top Raiders the Broncos will need to keep a close eye on this week. Raul Martinez is standing by in studio for this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Nick. When a team is winless through the first half of the season, you're usually not going to find a long list of superstars on the roster. But don't sleep on this team because they have some guys who can burn you if you're not careful. And it starts with rookie quarterback Derek Carr, and the kid can sling it. The second round pick earned the starting job during the preseason, and despite some first year growing pains, he hasn't disappointed. Carr is completing 60% of his passes this year and has tossed 11 touchdowns. And Carr's top targets are wideouts James Jones and Andre Holmes. So far this year, the two have combined for 64 catches, 843 yards, and 7 touchdowns. And on the other side of the ball, another rising star, first-round pick Khalil Mack. You heard Coach Fox say his style is very similar to the Broncos' Von Miller. He's racked up 39 tackles this year, including 10 for a loss. And while he's still looking for his first NFL sack, this guy is already in the conversation for Defensive Rookie of the Year. One of the newest members of the Denver Broncos is already making a big-time impact. Up next, what Aqib Talib had to say about his rocky return to New England and the one thing you need to know about him off the field. Plus, a couple of Broncos legends not concerned about the beatdown by the Patriots, why Rod Smith and Shannon Sharpe are convinced Denver is still a championship-caliber team.